Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. We are up to episode 898. Can you believe it? It's ridiculous. I'm going to start a whole new series. when the new series comes out. So that's next week, next weekend, the 11th of May, Saturday the 11th of May, we get two new episodes of Doctor Who, which is very exciting. And I know that people are a little bit concerned. There's some consternation. I mean, you wouldn't be a Doctor Who fan if you didn't have a consternation. but there's some, rumblings in fan circles that no one's happy with the fact that it's a new series one, which, you know, it, just look at it. It's on a whole new streaming service. So it has to be a whole new series one because they don't have the old series on there. So that's all they've got are these new episodes. So it's series one on Disney Plus. Like, if you were in a country that didn't have Doctor Who before, but you do have Disney Plus, then this is the first series. That's all you got. I don't know what that country is. I have no idea. But I did delve into some of the newer episodes in the last few episodes of this podcast. Squally on patreon.com/AdamRichard said, I refuse to theorize about the upcoming episodes. Refuse! It's not that emphatic. I'm just being ridiculous. But Squally says, I want to give them all the room they need to fill me with anticipation and joy. Oh, I am up to pussy's bow with anticipation and joy. I can tell you that for free. The stories are there to tell a mind to get lost in, and then a sweet happy face emoji. Happy face emoji! I haven't screamed an emoji for ages. It's from back when I watched The Circle for 3 minutes. But yes, I totally get that, Squally. Like, that is an absolutely true thing. And you know what? I know we love to have, like, little theories. What's going on here? What's happening? What's the business? But I'm guessing because this is series one and, you know, if you're watching it on Disney Plus for the first time, you don't, you know, they only have new episodes on there. You don't have access to the entire history of Doctor Who. Not only do they not have the classic episodes, they don't even have the 2005 to 2021. Is that where it comes in? I don't know. 2022. When was Jodie last on TV? It seems like last Thursday, but also it seems like a million years ago. 2022, wasn't it? That was the flux. so yeah, like, they don't even have those episodes on there. So it is essentially a season one. And because, you know, when you bring back a recurring villain or someone turns up, then you kind of want to go back and see the old episodes. Like, I don't know if anyone's been watching Star Trek Discovery, which is currently streaming on Paramount Plus. They're kind of hearkening back to an old Star Trek The Next Generation episode, which I remember distinctly because it felt like... But like it was done to basically explain why all of the aliens in Star Trek were just human-sized people with a bit of blob stuck on their head, which we know was for budget reasons. But because, you know, they couldn't afford to have a fully CGI character. It's ludicrous. Crazy expensive. But... yeah, like, so that's, you know, I'd watched Star Trek and I was like, oh, I might go back and watch The Chase, which is, I think, a season six episode. And I did. I just sat down, watched an old episode of Next Generation because it was right there inside the Paramount Plus where the Star Trek Discovery lives. And with Doctor Who not having all of that available on Disney Plus, then... sensibly, you can't really go back into the history of the show without people having to get a different streaming service. I think in America, the new series, you know, the from Christopher Eccleston until Jodie Whittaker, those series are on HBO Max or just Max, I think it's called now. I don't know. We have HBO Max stuff on binge here in Australia. Doctor Who in Australia is on many different services. I think some of it's on Binge, some of it's on Amazon Prime, some of it's on Stan. Like, it's all over the shop. Is it still on iView? Like, it comes and goes from iView. It depends whether they're replaying it on the ABC multi-channel. But yeah, so it's a constant moving feast where Doctor Who is. Currently in Australia, there is nowhere to stream the classic series episodes from 1963 until 1989, unless you want to watch some dodgy ones that people have uploaded to to archive.org, some of which have been coloured with AI. It's a very strange situation. But yeah, so I guess the only theorising we can do about what's happening in these new episodes is to theorise within what we've seen on the Disney Plus episodes, which is basically the Star Beast and Wild Blue Yonder, the Giggle and the Church on Ruby Road. Like, they're going to be our reference points, I'm presuming. Like, Russell T. Davis, yes, says he's going to delve into the Timeless Child thing, but that won't be until the second series. But even that, you know, we're talking about something you don't really need to know that much about. All you need to know is that the Doctor has recently discovered that he's been adopted and doesn't know who his real family or parents are. I don't know if you've seen online, there is a scene from the first episode from Space Babies about the butterfly effect, which we've seen a bit of in the trailer where Ruby stands on a butterfly in the time of the dinosaurs and immediately, you know, rewrites history and becomes something else. It's an extended version of that. I'm not going to go into it too much in case you haven't watched it, but... it looks amazing. Like, the dinosaurs look incredible. Like, you're just like, how much money are they throwing at this show? Speaking of money being thrown at the show, if you are on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, I posted a couple of links from what used to be called Twitter and now is a letter of the alphabet. I know, it's confusing. there's one video where someone has taken a video at Walt Disney World in in Florida in the USA, and you can get your photo taken with the TARDIS. Like, there's a TARDIS in the middle of Disneyland, which is exciting. So, yes, and there's a little placard there advertising that the show is back very soon. It's on May 10 if you're in the USA at nighttime, whereas it's like 9 a.m. in Australia on the 11th and midnight in the UK on the 11th, and then on TV, obviously, just before Eurovision, if you are also in the UK. We don't get it on the TV here anymore in Australia. We only have it on a streaming service on Disney Plus. It used to be on the ABC for a very long time. We still do have at the ABC where I work, at Ultimo in Sydney, there is still a TARDIS in the foyer. And I thought, oh, do they need to get rid of it because it's not on the ABC anymore? But it's right across from a giant, basically the set of Countdown, which was a music television show in Australia for a very long time. There's a great big light-up sign on the wall there, which was the backdrop of the Countdown TV show for a long time. And, you know, that show hasn't been on for about 40 years. That's still there. So I'm like, oh, they can keep the TARDIS for a while. Also, if you have a look online at the Facebook page, I've also popped a link to a video someone's made from the New York subway with an entire train completely decked out in Doctor Who advertising. Like, even the seats have been painted to look like they're from, well, one carriage is from the episode Rogue, which is upcoming, which is very period, you know, the Bridgerton style one, Regency England. Another carriage is the 60s, the Beatles episode. Another carriage is just like futuristic Doctor Whoism business. Doctor Whoism, there's a phrase. But yeah, have a look at that online now. All right, I'm going to go back and watch The Church on Ruby Road to prepare.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.